Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the Gallant Views Daily News for Friday, the 26th of April, 2024. My name's Colin, and I'm delighted to be returning to the pod to give you the news for the first time in a week. You may have noticed my absence, and that's because I've been in sunny Malaga. And for anybody who is watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can see I'm still here. Today is my last day. I'm gutted. Due to head off for the airport in an hour or so. So holiday blues, but what better way to get over the holiday blues than to talk about the Rangers? So I thought I'll do the news for today to pick me up. A fair bit of news came out in the last 24 hours since the last time that Chris and Scott spoke to you. Shout out to all the boys who stepped in for the news. Well, I've been off Bill and Scott at the start of the week, and then Chris and the other Scott the last two nights. But a big one really really splitting the opinion of everybody on Twitter was the Daily Records story that they ran with yesterday, that Steven Gerrard is apparently ready for a double swoop, they are legally obliged to call it, for James Tavernier and Connor Goldson. So they linked back the speculation for 12 months ago when Steven Gerrard was first appointed as Etihad manager, and I think the rumours that he was interested in James Tavernier didn't just come from Scotland, if I'm being fair, that it did come from Saudi Arabia too, and now there is apparently a lot of Saudi Arabian outlets saying that Gerrard is likely to go for Goldson and Tavernier. So I mean, it's unloved to give any credit to the, or not any credit, any authenticity to the Daily Record, but I don't know how feasible this is, or how unrealistic it would be. Let's look at the situation of both players, both in the 31-32 mark. Both are on a downward trajectory in terms of their significance and their stature within Rangers. I don't think that's any disrespect to them. Like, every player's career and every player's tenure has to come to an end at some point. And you can argue the level of how downward that trajectory is. Some people may say that they both need replaced. Others may say that they do still have a role to play in the squad if the right reinforcements are coming in, then they can actually be better as part of a new collective. I certainly think that with James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, I'm not too sure about, but the downward trajectory is there for all to see. Saudi League is not a league littered with talent or quality, let's be honest. It is littered with money. So they can pay over the odds for some for players who aren't world beaters, which is Fashion Sakala. The issue there was who was going to pay any money for Sakala and who was going to pay the wages that he was on, and we got somebody in Saudi Arabia. So Steven Gerrard likes players. Steven Gerrard had his favourites when he was here. There's no doubt about that. He likes to go back to players that he can rely on, that he feels he knows and trusts. I think James Tavernier would be a real good signing for him. I do. I think he'd rip it up in the Saudi League. Connor Goldson, I'm not too sure. I know in previous years when we were looking at the contract extension for him, where he stays, where his family's brought up is quite important to him. And he was speaking on that recent podcast, forgive me, I do forget his name, Chris and Scott touched on it the other day. And he spoke a lot about his sons trying to make sure they're treated right, as they may have the same condition that he has in terms of his heart condition. So I don't know how likely it is Connor Goldson would go to Saudi Arabia. But saying that, I'm going in the most no rational reasons. If somebody dangled all that money in front of me, I'm not too sure that I would jump on the aisle. Al Etifak podcast and maybe take a hiatus from a gallon for you. Only joking, I wouldn't do that to you. But, you know, money does talk, listeners. We all know that. So I'm going to put this down to just paper talk. I don't really see it happening. Incidentally, I think James Tavernier is the more likely to move to Saudi, but I don't think he'll go. I actually still think Tavernier will be here at Rangers next season. I don't think Goldson will, but I think he'll maybe go down south. Top end of League One, bottom end of the Championship. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think about whether they should go or not, because that's a completely separate conversation. Can you see both or either going to the Saudi League? Because it's a completely different podcast altogether if we get into the conversation of should they or should they not go. Yesterday news also broke around the Scottish Cup final that is going to be at Saturday 3 p.m. kickoff on the 25th of May, and it's live in BBC Scotland and Premier Sports. So wow, 22 years since the last Scottish Cup Old Firm final, and they're putting it Saturday 3 p.m. I'm sure that may have been against the Police Scotland's a first choice, but as a football fan, that's what we want, and that is the absolute dream. So I'm buzzing for that. Don't have my ticket yet, obviously. That'll remain to be seen how we go on with that. But absolutely excellent news. And it clashes with the English Premier League. The English FA. Cup final as well. So I've seen a lot of talking points around this back and forth. The argument for it is we should do what we want, we should do what suits us. We can't keep on bowing down to Sky and English Premier League when we're not contractually obligated to. Sorry, forgot how to speak. The counter side to that argument, I've seen people say that it's a marquee event of the year. It could be one team going for, it could be both teams going for a double or one team going for a treble. Hopefully it's the latter. And the first Old Firm final in 22 years for the Scottish Cup. Surely you want to put that prime time and not have it competing against anything else. I'm probably siding with the former of the argument, where I'm looking at how glamorous is the FA Cup now? Teams only really start putting effort in when it gets to the semi-final stage for the most part. It really, in terms of the league in Europe, and obviously the league in Europe will go to take priority in every country, but the drop-off of how much onus they put on the domestic cups is huge. Like, obviously, Rangers will prioritise the league more, but it's not that big a drop-off. It's not like a nothing when we go and compete in the League Cup or the Scottish Cup, or at least it shouldn't be, and the fans don't see it that way. So, the FA Cup final, yeah, it's, you know, you've got the glamorous teams in it. I don't see it being as big an occasion as what it used to be. The Old Firm Scottish Cup final is a bigger game than the FA Cup final this year, absolutely. So I think we should suit ourselves and suit wins best for the Scottish fans. I don't really see the issue there at all. But again, I'm speaking to someone who wouldn't be watching the FA Cup final anyway. I only dip in the Premier League when I need to make an appearance on the EPL podcast, when the boys are scraping the barrel. So that's my thoughts on it. I can kind of see the counter argument, but no, I'm sticking. I think we're right to stick with our guns, and we're quick to criticise the powers that be and the TV companies when they shaft the Scottish games into, you know, quarter to seven kickoffs on a Sunday night, you know, stuff like that in the early rounds. It's an absolute farce. So no, I'm delighted to see that. Other news kicking about Rangers internet over the last 24 hours. Again, back to the Daily Record. They ran with a story yesterday, and they have linked the relevant article from the Netherlands, 1908. .nl are the website, and I've checked it out, and they've reported this as well, that Zeb Jacobs is apparently.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
He has apparently agreed to join Feyenoord as a new head of academy. So obviously, Zeb Jacobs has been in the head of academy role for Rangers for less than a year now, after getting a promotion when Michael Beale was here. He'd previously worked for Rangers as head of academy coaching when Steve Gerrard was the manager, and recently he's been the overall head of the academy. But now apparently he's agreed to join a Feyenoord in that role. So that's disappointing, I think. And I'm not going to lie and say that the academy has been revolutionized. Jesus, I forgot how to say big words today. I don't think there's been a revolutionary change under Zeb Jacobs when it comes to the academy. And it's not as if we're losing a lot of achievements from him so far. Sorry, I don't mean any disrespect, but the real mark of success would be how many players make the jump up. And I think you can only really argue Ross McCausland, and a big part of that was chance and just wait, injuries and Stephen Davies looking to shake it up and give him his debut. So I'm saying it's disappointing because we really do need a bit of stability into the academy. it's not too much of a criticism for Zeb Jacobs that he's not completely overhauled it in a year. I think it has got to take more than a year for us to really change how we do things. I think we have taken a step back in terms of not playing competitive football for the B team. And I've seen a stat that there's only been 9 games since January for the B team. And one of them, only one, was competitive in the Challenge Cup. That's not good enough. That's not creating the right environment. It's really not. And we can see that way how many players are actually being in and around the first team and on the bench. But I do think you need to try some different things. You need to try, different avenues, because the Lowland League doesn't create success either. Let's be honest. Not too many players made a jump up for the Lowland League into the first team. So suppose what I'm saying is we need a year to 18 months of really trying different things and try to do something different at all ages. And I think you can do that easier when you've got a stable management structure. So this is a key role that we're losing, the head of academy, and it's not something you can easily just bring in. These are very well sought after jobs all across Europe. So it's kind of like the manager role. It's not just you pick somebody and get them in and doing the job. It has to be the right person. I've seen names like Kevin Thompson and Rhys McCabe, and I think as Rangers fans we like to go back to the names of yesteryear. I really do like Kevin Thompson as a potential manager. Head of academy. I don't know if he has the right skill set for that, because it's not just on the training ground pitch, it's actually establishing infrastructure for under-10s and having a link right up to the first team. I don't know if that's Kevin Thompson's skill set. I've never seen anything to say it will be. I think he'd be a great manager for Scottish team. I'd love him as one of the B team managers, for example. I spoke time and time again about having a B team manager who eventually should progress into the first team manager. I don't think someone like Kevin Thompson is going to be right for the head of academy role. I think it does have to be someone who has more experience in the background operation, as well as a good mix of on-field action, can practically show he knows what he's thought about with youth development. So we'll wait and see if this is true. The club obviously haven't announced anything yet, and we'll let you know over the coming days. But personally, I think it'll be a bit of a kick in the nuts if we do need to rebuild again, because we're just at the beginning of building our youth academy back up with who we brought in. And obviously Niels Kloppen hasn't really had much time to work with Zeb Jacobs, so we shall see. Last wee bit of speculation I'll talk about, because again, Zeb Jacobs hasn't gone anywhere. It could be absolute bull for all I know. A few online websites, so I'm really going to caveat these rumours here. It's like Football Insider, Footballing World, all that guff. They've said that Rangers have apparently joined the race to sign teenager Ethan Sutherland, who's been wowing fans in Scottish League One for Alloa. So he's just 17-year-old. He's played a few different roles already. Out of 14 appearances since January, 8 have come as a left-back, while just 3 have come in the left-wing position. He's also played at right-back and right midfield. During that time, he's managed to rack up 2 goals and 6 assists, so 8 goal contributions in 14 appearances isn't that bad. So apparently, I just laugh when I see all these names. It's Chelsea and Manchester City, the big names who are always linked when it comes to young players being in and about, young players being sought after from English clubs. They're the big two that are named. So apparently Rangers have joined the race for them. So it seems like easy journalism. It seems like an easy link. It's this may well be that a Rangers trip was at an Alawa game and they've put 2-2. Or, you know, we spoke about the length of lists that clubs have nowadays. It's hundreds of players long. There's a player for every scenario. So if James Tavernier leaves tomorrow, there's 12 in the shortlist. And so that's, I suppose you could argue that is some sort of interest. It could be that Ethan Sutherland is on a list somewhere. But if I'm giving it any sort of credit, we are in the market for fullbacks. Borna Barisic is going to be off. We've only really got Ridvan Yilmaz as an established left back, and James Tavernier and Dujon Sterling as established right backs. We don't know what will happen with Adam Devine. We don't know where the manager sees Dujon Sterling as his main position, and we don't know what will happen with James Tavernier. So there's a good argument to say we are in the hunt for fullbacks. I don't know if someday a 17-year-old feel like one is going to answer all our questions for next season, but it could be one for the future. And on ones for the future, the very last update for me this morning is the Scottish Youth Cup final getting played at Hampden next Wednesday, Rangers v Aberdeen for the under-18s. The tickets have been announced and you can get them from the Scottish FA website for just £10 for an adult or £5 for concessions or juveniles. So that if you go onto the Rangers website, there's a link to the Scottish FA website and you need to insert a code for getting a ticket, and that's on the Rangers website as well. It's like RAN_U18, so something along those lines. Go on to the RFC website and check it. And yeah, so tenner for a game of football for the under-18s. I suppose it's a Youth Cup final, so it's not the worst, I suppose. Five or four concessions to juveniles. It's a good game to take youngsters to if they've never been there a game before. Be nice and quiet, test the water with them. So £5 for youngsters if you want to take them there along next Wednesday. So that will do me for today, folks. Just an update on what's happening on the pod. So obviously last night, Andy, Scotty Mack and Dean, guessing from the Rangers Journal, went through a preview of Sunday in much more detail, and you can get that wherever you got your podcast. The night before, Mason and Jamie were speaking all things Premier League, and if Doom TV, like listening to Raging Shouters is your thing, better go and listen to Jamie. I'm sure he'll love that. And of course, we'll be back with a couple of post-match reactions this weekend. As Kristen Schrott mentioned last night, or yesterday morning, sorry, the two massive games. First of all, Joe Potter's women's team play Celtic in the Scottish Cup semi-final. 12:15 kick-off. Good to see Rachel McLaughlin back. I'll be there for my Saturday afternoon fix of Rangers before the main kickoff at 12:30 on Sunday in Paisley. And of course, we're going to get all the updates from the press conference this afternoon as well. So very good to be back on speaking all things Rangers with you. I am going to go and cry into my sombrero on my way to the airport because I'm coming back, but I'll be back with you again Sunday night in the live stream, folks. So once again, thank you all very much for listening. Give me a wee comment on what you think of the talking points, particularly the Tavernier Golson one, and if you can, find a wee like, subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, have a cracking weekend and I hope your team wins. Take care.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.